It's great to be back together again with you today. And last time I kicked off this new series that will take us right into Christmas. I'm highlighting for you from the genealogy of Jesus two people, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, and Mary, who is, of course, Jesus' earthly mother. Joseph and Mary, who were they really? I'm going to begin with Joseph and spend some time on him before we get to Mary, on whom we will spend more time. And I'll tell you the reason for that when we get to her. As for today, let me affirm what I said at the close of yesterday's broadcast. Joseph is only the earthly, or the human father of Jesus. Jesus has a heavenly father who is God. Romans 15:6, 2 Corinthians 1:3, Ephesians 1:3, and 1 Peter 1:3 all use the exact same language. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is the Father of Jesus. And we believe, of course, that Jesus is God. There are many texts in the Bible that affirm this most glorious truth about the Lord Jesus, but let me give this one today. Actually, this is one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. It's Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. If you had not had the opportunity yet to read Hebrews and learn about it, put that on your to-do list. This is a striking section of the New Testament. Listen now to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. And Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. Let me read that again. And Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of God's nature. Let me talk about a few of these words. Let's take the word radiance first. Hebrews says Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. We could also translate this word brightness, like a shining light beaming forth from Christ. Jesus flashes forth the glory of God. And another superb English word we could use is effulgence. Effulgence. I love that word that we do not use much anymore. Effulgence. Have you heard of this word? It means radiant splendor, brilliance. Because Jesus is God, he eternally radiates the splendor of God. God effulgence and radiance. To meet Jesus is to meet God because they are one and the same. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 continues, Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature. If you ever needed a sentence to prove Jesus is God, this is it. And let's focus on the words exact representation. According to Greek scholar Kenneth S. Wiest, the word here used in the Greek is, quote, used in classical Greek of an engraver, one who mints coins, a graving tool, a die, a stamp, a branding iron, a mark engraved, an impress, a stamp on coins and seals, unquote. Think of God as imprinting himself perfectly on Jesus. He engraves himself on Christ. God is etched in Jesus. And Jesus comes into the world and lives as God in human flesh, the exact representation of God. Another Greek scholar, Marvin R. Vincent, puts it this way, quote, here is the essential being of God conceived as setting its distinctive stamp upon Christ, coming into definite and characteristic expression in his person, so that the Son bears the exact impress of the divine nature and character, unquote. Jesus is God in every way. He is God head to toe, heart and soul. And so yes, absolutely, before we talk about Joseph being the father of Jesus, we must emphasize and reemphasize that Jesus is God's Son. Jesus is God. And he relates to God as his Father when he temporarily took on his humanity and lived among us. This is, of course, incredible. And it is hard for our meager human minds to comprehend. How is it possible that Jesus could be God and man at the exact same time? Well, he can because he is God, and God can do whatever is within his nature to do. And so God the Father sent Jesus, his Son, born of a virgin woman, Mary, and born to an earthly father, Joseph, at a fixed time in history and in a predetermined place called Bethlehem. And Jesus lived out his life as the God-man, all under the watchful eye of his heavenly Father. And that is what I want us to see next. And so turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. I want to read Luke chapter 2 and verses 41 to 52. Again, this is Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover, and when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan, and went a day's journey. And they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find Jesus, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to Jesus, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued to be in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. This episode in the life of the boy Jesus shows us the nature of his relationship to Jesus' Heavenly Father, who is God, and to his earthly father, who is Joseph, as well as to his earthly mother, Mary. But I'll save that for our upcoming discussion on her. Now, without getting into too much detail here, which is always my temptation, let me pull out some highlights from the true story. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus are Jews, and so faithfully every year they went as a family to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And that is a big-time feast, especially for a 12-year-old Jewish boy. But when they leave Jerusalem, Jesus intentionally stays behind. This is all part of the plans and purposes of God. Verse 44 answers a question parents will ask in this story. How could they possibly have lost their son and left him behind? As a parent, if you have ever lost sight of your son or daughter for even a few minutes, it will send you into sheer panic. And when Joseph and Mary finally realize Jesus is not with them, they are alarmed. We read that in verse 48 with Mary's response to Jesus when she finally sees him in the temple. Verse 48, when his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to Jesus, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." Notice the anxiety in her voice. And often when parents get scared, the first thing they do is to scold a lost child when the child is found. But let's go back to verse 44. This is Luke 2, verse 44. "But supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances." You have to understand that this was not Joe and Mary putting Jesus in the back seat of their car and buzzing him up to Jerusalem for the day. No, this was a large group of people caravanning up there. We're talking about relatives and acquaintances, probably hundreds of people from their hometown. Furthermore, the men and the women probably traveled separately in the caravan, so each parent may have thought Jesus was with the other one. Mary thought he was with Joseph, and Joseph assumed he was with Mary, but not so. That was not the case. That has happened to you parents, hasn't it? I thought you had him. No, I assumed he was with you. And the anxiety and panic ensues as you race off to find Junior. Joseph and Mary settle this by going back to Jerusalem and finally find Jesus after searching for 3 days. He's in the temple. And that brings us down to verse 49. And this is what I want you to see, or at least hear. "And Jesus said to them, 'Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?'" And let's ask the question, whom is Jesus speaking to here? Why, he's talking to Joseph and Mary. So how then can Jesus say to his father, Joseph, did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? How could the temple be his father's house when Joseph did not live in the temple and Joseph did not raise his son Jesus there at the temple in Jerusalem? Well, the reason is obvious. Jesus is here referring to his heavenly father's house, God's temple. God is Jesus' father. Please notice in your Bibles when you have a chance that father's house, father, is capitalized. It's capital F, father, because here Jesus is referring to God. He is not referring to Joseph, but he is referring to God. The reason I have read this to you on today's broadcast is to demonstrate with clarity that Jesus has two fathers. Joseph is his earthly father and God is his heavenly father. Primarily, Jesus is God's son. But temporarily, for a time, Joseph has been chosen by God to serve as Jesus' earthly dad. In a sense, the same is true of us. You and I have earthly fathers, our dads, and we have God, our heavenly father. Our dads steward us for a little while, but always under the authority and watch care of God. Ultimately, we have one Father, and he is God. I invite you to keep this in mind as we continue our discussion on Joseph. Joseph is not divine. He's very human. You'll be able to relate to him. The weight that he carries as God, the Father's chosen servant, is great. Remember, Joseph's father is also God, and his first son, Jesus, is God. This puts Joseph in a central role in the history of the world and of God's story. What God asks of him and the way he beautifully obeyed the voice of the Lord through the angel is remarkable and lays down for us an example of true obedience, despite how others may judge us. And we'll go deeper with this man, Joseph, tomorrow. We're just at the start of this new series, so invite a family member and friend, someone who perhaps does not know the Christmas story very well, to join you. And be right back here tomorrow for more of God Is.